We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're another day closer to the backyard brawl. The Mountaineers cross another practice off of their schedule. This morning, the team worked out inside the stadium, got off the field around 12:50, fully padded practice today. Tomorrow, no on-field activities. Wednesday, a light practice leading into Thursday's scrimmage. Here's what Coach Neil Brown had to say about today's practice. That's coming up right after this.
Game days in almost heaven. There's nothing else quite like it. The crisp fall air, the smell of the tailgates all around, the renewal of storied traditions while hanging out with friends and meeting new ones. That's a game day at Milan Puskar Stadium, where the pageantry of college football and the Mountaineers are a way of life. Join us on game days. Buy your tickets today at WVUgame.com.
Another day closer. Looked like defense early, offense from the red zone on to the rest of the practice.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went. I thought defense was dominant early, and you go through practice and there's things you want to work on, and I thought defensively early really executed well. We tackled in tackle sessions better than we have to this point, because you know, there's only one way to get better at it, and that's to work it, you know.
Decision making, where's that at right now?
You know, it's tough. It's tough to evaluate too, watching on film. You know, we made some decisions that weren't the best. The good thing offensively is we kind of regrouped and came back, and we did a red zone period and a 2-minute period and finished strong, which was a positive. And to me, it's like in camp, you're going to have ups and downs, but you got to be able to stack and you got to eliminate negative plays.
Well, and this one, too, because you had two tough practices in a row. So this one gives you probably a little more information than the last one, just how they react. And
yeah, it's about who you can count on.
Yeah.
You know, that's what – who can we count on? Who can the staff and who can your teammates count on? And it's about – this week, to me, is about proving that you're ready. You know, that you're ready to be a leader if you're one of these older guys, that you're going to overcome and get through some adversity and you're ready to be a leader. Or it's about showing that you're ready to be – a starter or a key contributor, or showing that you're ready to be on special teams. Like, you got to show this week that you're ready, because we're going to get into some game prep stuff after this week.
And Thursday, you want to see some growth and development all across the board, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're going to have some things situationally when we work, and there's going to be some things from a play that we want to work too. But yeah, it's about figuring out who's ready to play. And I think this is our last real big scrimmage is on Thursday. And I think it would give us a good window of who's going to be ready.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. Assistant coaches Jeff Koons and Matt Moore were available to the media following today's practice. And you can check out those videos on our official YouTube channel, youtube.com/WVU Sports, or they are also available on our website, WVUSports.com. That's today's Mountaineer Football Podcast. Thanks for listening.